It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Well, good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. Did you know, I know we were just playing Destiny's Child a song or two ago. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, did you hear this? Walked out on the Today Show because her dressing room was not up to par.
What?
And people are saying, normally she's like the nicest, sweetest person to work with. She was supposed to be guest co-hosting with Hoda. You know, they have celebrities
on.
And she showed up, didn't like the look of her dressing room, and left, and felt like she was being disrespected. I'm like,
did they put her in a broom closet or something?
I don't know. Insert eye roll. Like, really? That makes you quit? Your dressing room isn't up to par?
There had to have been something, because Kelly Rowland isn't the type to do something like that.
That's why
you know
bizarre.
What I mean? It's bizarre, so I almost got to support it and go, there
no
must
way.
Have been something.
She had a commitment. She walked out on it. She did not do the hour she was committed to.
Yeah.
That would be a problem if somebody came in here and said, we didn't give them a nice enough dressing room. I'd be like, shut up and get on the microphone. Shut up.
I don't know.
Get over yours. I don't care that you make millions now. Get in the chair and do your job.
Nah, I disagree.
My dressing room is not good enough for me.
I mean, it feels like you're an afterthought almost when you're disrespected like that. And I kind of feel it.
Entitlement. Hoda offered her dressing room.
Different opinions. Oh,
Hoda
good.
Hoda offered her. She didn't want it. I'm telling you.
Good. It's the point that stands, though.
Kelly, you're not who you used to be. I'm sorry. Like, her and the Nellies of the world. I don't know. Kelly Rowland's not an icon.
I definitely think Kelly Rowland's
Beyonce,
an icon.
Beyonce, yes. Kelly, hell no. No way.
Difference of opinions.
Name multiple Kelly Rowland songs. You can't.
I couldn't name multiple Beyonce songs.
You couldn't name multiple Beyonce
Why
songs?
Why would that be in my brain of a wheelhouse?
Because we play them every other day.
Doesn't mean I got to know them. Like, as far as recognizable
to
me.
We're going
to
agree and disagree on this.
Okay, now we're done.
Well, no, go ahead.
No, it's all good, man.
You said you can't name multiple Beyonce songs?
Not without looking them up. I don't operate like that, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't operate like knowing people's title songs.
Yeah.
Man, Beyonce wasn't that much of a character in my life. Kelly Rowland wasn't that much of a character in my life. Neither was Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
I couldn't name any of their songs like that. Not
they
off
were
top.
In mine.
Not,
and,
there we go.
And
that's
Beyonce
what I'm saying.
Is the only one that made it out on top, dude.
She's definitely the most polarizing figure. She's the one with the greatest longstanding career. I don't see Kelly Rowland as not an icon. I think she's an icon. Is she the same level of icon that Beyonce has achieved? No. Beyonce is a billionaire.
If that's even a question, go read a book. I wouldn't even put the two in the same realm.
Yeah, sure. No, but I'm saying, like, the disrespect stands for me, and I respect her for going, listen, now, y'all have disrespected me. I'm not going to keep this commitment.
Yeah, they're not going to be booking her probably anytime soon either. So
guaranteed.
It's going to go both ways. So Kelly Rowland, if you missed it, refused to do her hour on the Today Show because her dressing room was not up to par.
Yikes.
What the hell? We've got Kevin Hart tickets at 7:45, so
yeah,
get ready for those.
Yeah, we do.
103.7 KISS FM.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, DZ, it is show and tell time. Are you ready?
I know I had to show and tell something. I'm ready.
I went to the car, and I got it, and you go, why are you so out of breath? And it's because it's not that I was running. It's that what I was carrying was heavy.
What? Bro, you walked
Come
in
on.
Here with nothing in your hands.
Do you remember yesterday what I said I owned and I was going to bring in today?
Chill. No, you didn't. All right, so yesterday I done said, I'm calling Cap on the fact that Allie is an actual bowler. She said, oh, I got my own shoes. Oh, I got my own ball. And oh my gosh. Wow. You got a bag, bro. You got a Brunswick bag.
Look how dusty it is.
You OG with it. Hey, okay. Yo. That's official, bro. That's a bowling ball.
And it gets better. Hold on.
Hold on.
There's more than one. Okay, I'm out of breath because you try carrying two bowling balls at once.
I would never. That's no wonder you out of breath. I thought you ran. I thought you sprinted.
Okay. Oh, God. Who needs to go to the gym when you're carrying bowling balls around?
Not bowlers. I'll tell you that.
That's how dirty it says for being in my garage.
Hey, listen, all that matters is how the balls look. Pause.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Show me them.
Let's start with...
I was about to make an inappropriate joke. I was about to be like, Allie, show me your balls.
I got bigger balls than most dudes, trust me. And I'm here to prove it.
Oh, hey, hold on. Can I see that? It's got your name on it? You are a fish. Oh, okay. No, that changes the game.
It's not only got my name on it, it's fitted to my fingers.
Yeah, no kidding. It's got your name on it. It better be fitted to your fingers. Uh-huh. This mug better be custom.
And I was probably, I wasn't always.
You got a small hand.
Well, thank you. When they fitted this, I would have been about this. I was smaller. I was not 150 pounds bigger when I got these. Like, I got these in my 20s when I was pretty average weight.
So you've had these for a while.
So these have been molded to the fingers I have again.
Oh, these are cool colors too, dog.
So this is my other ball. I'm sure I picked them out.
I'm sure. You had to, especially if you went custom on them.
This one says Allison, not Allie.
Oh, you got the full name on that one.
And so I have two. And my friend, Dwight,
uh-huh.
My pro bowler friend.
Oh, your PBA friend.
Uh-huh.
Your PBAF.
Dwight's my boy. He got me hooked up. Oh, wait, I wasn't done.
You got the shoes. And they're the classics. They're the two-tone red and blue. Oh, those are official.
So I've got bowling shoes and two balls. And I just wanted everybody in Wisconsin to know I am very Wisconsin. Thank you very much.
You out
much.
Here. You did you. League. You out there Thursday nights, Tuesday nights.
I did a league.
You did a league.
I did a league.
You had to have.
I got a Brunswick bag and everything, which is even funnier.
No, you are mad official, dog. And I'm actually proud that I was wrong.
I can't believe I found the balls. They were hidden in a cabinet in my garage, and I think they've been in there for probably a few years.
All right, so I got to ask, which one is your favorite? Because you've got two. I feel like I don't even know.
It's time to go try them out again and remember. I don't remember.
I got one friend, my guy Greg. Literally, he's the only professional bowler I know. That man's been bowling since he was like five. He's been bowling.
He's a bowler.
He went to college for bowling.
Yeah.
He got a scholarship for that stuff, bro. So he's the only person that I know that has any type of bowling equipment. You are now number two.
Thank you.
So which
I'm very proud of
you're
this.
You're the number two top bowler in my life, just so you know.
I'm a bowler, everybody.
You're serious. You're official. Which one is your favorite ball, the Allie or the Allison ball? Which one did you use more back in the day?
I wish I could remember, but remember I was 28, 29. This is like over 10 years ago.
Bruh.
Which means I should have been taking these when I go bowl with my kids, but that'd be obnoxious, but now I'm gonna.
Why would it be obnoxious? You're ready to go. You don't have to rent nothing. All you got to do is pay for the lane. Half of the things you pay for, you wouldn't need to pay for anymore.
I have my own shoes.
You got your own shoes. You got your own bag. Let me find out you got some wrist tape in there. Let me find out.
Don't let me look. Might.
Let me find out you got the glove in there too for the thumb. You got the padded fingertips.
I don't see any glove or anything, but I just wanted to. I had to prove how Wisconsin I am today, everybody.
You are the most Wisconsin person that I have met this morning.
Remember, flip the hand.
No. Did you ever take? I got so many questions.
Yes, I took lessons from a pro. Sorry, I'm making this all about me. We can move on with the show now.
No, I got questions,
what
dog.
Do you want to know?
How long has it been since the last time you bowled?
Well, I bowl with my kids, but I don't bring this stuff,
right.
Which I should.
When was the last time you bowled seriously then? Because bowling with the kiddos is...
Oh, that doesn't count?
It counts, but not for a serious bowler like you.
I was dating Pottery Guy and wanted to destroy him. So we went bowling.
So a few years?
Yeah, I was very competitive.
Okay.
Duck bowling and regular bowling. We did it all.
Hey, bowling is bowling at the end of the day, right? All right.
But I can't think of a time where I was really like... The last time I was serious had to have been over 10 years ago.
What got you into bowling? What made you actually go, I could be a bowler?
Well,
because that's not something that just
happens. We joined a league, okay. Me and two people.
Got it.
That used to be on this show. And we were in a league. And then there was a man we met who was a professional bowler.
Okay.
Dwight. And then he started giving us lessons. He started teaching us about the equipment and the balls. We got our own balls.
Bruh.
I ordered shoes. The next thing you know, we're very serious and I'm taking lessons and I've got it all.
It's an expensive sport.
He's still around because, yeah, he's at the New Berlin Ale House now.
Is that a bowling alley?
Yeah, in New Berlin.
Mm-hmm. Bruh.
And a place I like to go eat and drink.
Well, you know, double up.
So it was because we met a professional bowler who teaches it.
Okay.
Who still teaches it. And people in the area know him if they're listening, if they do bowling, I'm sure.
Big ups to Dwight, man. He's a legend in the area.
It's like a smaller community, but it's big but small. You know what I mean?
I can almost bet that either my guy or my guy's mom know about Dwight.
Because
they used to come up
here
all the time for bowling tournaments. The family bowls.
He ran a shop in another bowling alley and now at one of the AMFs and now he's...
They definitely know each other.
Know, yeah.
No question they've been at tournaments together. Wow.
Yeah.
Why'd you stop?
Ah.
Genuine...
The league ended.
The curiosity's killing me, bro.
Ended.
I got all the questions.
I guess. Right. And so I just stopped. And I don't know. I was in my 20s having fun. I don't know why I stopped. I never thought about it. But I also forgot that the balls and shoes were in my cabinet. I mean, I lived in my house for 10 years. They probably haven't come out of that cabinet since I moved in.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Sure. All right.
I forgot I even had the shoes in there. I should not have been renting shoes when I went to Bulls.
You have no need to rent shoes.
These are awesome.
You're good to go. You literally cut your cost of expense going bowling with your boys in half because you don't need shoes anymore. Mm-hmm. All right. One more question.
Yes.
When are you joining another league? Okay,
well,
let me refer.
Do you want to join a league with
when
me?
When are we joining another league? Because I don't know if you're inspired to bowl, but I'm kind of inspired to bowl now, bro.
Well, then let's go.
I got FOMO. How come I don't have a ball with my name on it? What?
I don't know, but I know what I'm getting you for your next birthday in June.
Dwight, what the hell?
Dwight, where are you at?
Dwight, I need a lesson.
Dwight comes in here for our sports station. I'll see him and I'll ask him. Dwight, where's
Wait, that Dwight?
That's the Dwight that comes in and talks to me.
I've met that Dwight.
That's the same guy that gave me lessons. Yes.
Oh, Dwight, me and you got to talk,
see,
big dog.
Now I'm sweating.
Bruh, when I say I'm inspired.
Really? You really are inspired?
Yeah, I'm kind of inspired because I'm definitely competitive. And I'm inspired because I'm going to say I'm going to beat your behind. In bowling.
Yeah, somebody texted in, loving this bowling chat. Allie and DZ, you need to join another league, please.
I'm down.
I would join a league with you. It's just got to be a Wednesday or Thursday night. Well, actually, it doesn't matter. My kids can stay home.
I was going to say, I don't know.
You got the buck season.
I don't know what my availability is looking like.
You can't join a bowling league.
I can't necessarily make it every time.
You're not available. Whoever said, do you still
maybe
talk?
Maybe after June.
Do you still talk with the guys you bowled with? Not really, no.
No.
Ronnie.
I'm here.
Ronnie. Duh. DZ's here. Duh. Ronnie once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
Hey, yo, dog.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't got nothing to show and tell.
Sorry. So now we need to get you a ball. Wait,
oh, no. Nah, it's not as cool.
No, somebody
it's
said,
not as cool.
I'll join a bowling league with you guys. That's Natalie. She's serious. Natalie that won our trip to Vegas. Natalie of Menominee Falls.
That Natalie.
That I met at the dive bar that night.
Mm-hmm. Natalie be bowling.
She said it's been quite a few years for me, too. The regular league.
A regulars league.
Natalie, you can just join anyway, even though you're not a regular.
You know we'd just take over an entire bowling alley,
right?
Well,
that's kind of what we did when we had a league last time.
Really?
All these people joined our league, and we ended up having the whole bowling alley.
You know the two of us would just take over on our own anyway.
We'd be like, we're going to win.
We're going to win.
I think we have to have at least three.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, though, I am trash at bowling. I'm bad.
Well, then we'll balance each other out.
Are you actually good? I'm really struggling to believe if you're actually good or not, bro.
Okay, I suck then.
Because I want to say I'm great.
I have two balls with my name on them that are fitted to my fingers and shoes. I'm horrible. What do you think?
Listen, I've seen...
Of course I'm not horrible.
Taking it into a sports realm, I've seen some cats with all the custom everything,
okay,
and they can't catch a ball to save their life.
Actually, I do have a tennis racket, and I'm good at tennis, though. That was a bad example. I do have a football.
And you can't football.
I could never football.
Same concept to me.
I have multiple soccer balls. Couldn't play soccer to save my life.
I've met a lot of people with all of the sporting equipment that they could possibly need to be a professional whatever, and they suck at all of it.
Bella said she's in.
We got our own league,
dude.
We got the league going.
We have got a bowling league. We have two listeners already ready to join.
All right. So what you're saying is we got a squad and a half ready.
We got a squad.
Bet.
We're looking at your text, and we appreciate you. This has been Allie Proves. She was a real bowler at one point in her life. We hope you enjoyed this segment. This has been Allie really owns two balls and shoes. And honestly, DZ, I'm kind of inspiring myself to get back out there.
Bruh, honestly, moral of the story, Allie got two balls and Shane's scared to use them.
Well, and What he said.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ, what seems to be the problem today?
Shane hit us up.
Uh-huh.
And he's wondering about what to buy. Straight up.
Okay.
Got a little extra bread in his pocket and he's going.
Buy for who?
For himself.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This man is self-serving right now.
Okay.
But you'll understand why and it'll all make sense. Give me a second.
Yeah, okay.
So Shane said, all right, for some backstory, I recently turned 22 and I'm still living at home.
Yeah.
Never went to college, went right into the workforce after high school, worked some odd jobs for a bit, but became a car salesman at 20 and seriously love my job.
Cool.
In my first year, making close to 80K.
Hell
next
yeah.
year, I'm on track to make 90, if not more.
That a boy. Now, this is the dream.
Big dog.
If you don't go to college, find a job you love that makes you money, boy.
And he is chilling right now,
I love
clearly.
This.
Right?
Go on.
I mean, right.
And
seriously.
He's happy.
And he's happy. Most
That's
important part.
That's all that matters.
Oh, is he happy, though?
Oh, no.
Mm.
Yikes.
Said, now I'm not bragging by any means. I'm just proud of what I've done, but realize that with living at home, still everything I make goes directly to savings or to spend on what I want and need. Recently, I've been wondering what to do with my savings. Currently have close to 50 in savings, and that makes me feel like I'm ready to make some moves in my life.
Ooh.
I'm just torn on which moves to make. I currently have enough money to either buy my dream car or move out of my parents' house and purchase my own place. Been racking my brain around this for months, and I normally consider myself better than average with planning financially, especially for my age, but I need advice here. There's only two problems I have.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. One, I'm a salesman, and that requires 2 years of uninterrupted pay stubs to qualify. Oh, he's actually right about that. To qualify for a mortgage. And I still have a few months before I'm there.
Oh.
Also, I might want to move dealerships within the next year, so that would reset me.
Mm.
Second problem, I understand the housing market is hard right now. She says, I remember DZ talking about it while looking for his house, among other friends and family saying the same thing. My fear is that if I buy the car, I won't be able to move out soon. And if I buy the house, I definitely won't be able to afford my dream car for a long time. What would you do in my shoes? Shane.
Hmm. Shane. I know what I think. What do you think?
Well, I think Shane's overthinking it.
Really?
I think Shane can do both.
I think he's smart. He's almost too smart for his age.
What do you mean?
He's thinking about really important decisions at the age of 20.
Yeah.
I mean, most 20-year-olds are not going, do I want to buy a house or a car this week? Like, talk about really responsible.
He's advanced.
And I love that.
Nah, he's advanced.
He's ambitious. He's found a job that motivates him by money, and that's okay if that's what motivates you. Do you, boo?
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at anything you're saying, actually.
No, I'm not either.
I think it's great that he's still living at home so young.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand him wanting to kind of branch out and be on his own. He started working quick, so that means he's growing up and maturing quickly. He's got friends that haven't even realized what they want to do in life yet because they're in college.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it like that. There's friends that just barely got through their gen eds that are now getting into their major courses.
He's ready to go.
He's ahead of the game.
But don't you think that he should know better than anyone when a car depreciates?
He's got to know that.
He's got to know that the real investment's in a house here. Well, by getting a car is good for your credit. It proves you're going to make your payments or pay in cash, whatever you're doing.
Yep.
It's not going to, in 5 years, that car is going to get you nowhere. Like the house you could rent out, a condo or an apartment you could rent to someone, you could sell it, you could get that money back.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to wait a few months until you have 2 years of pay stubs, what do you think he should do?
I think he needs to look for a different scenario. He's wanting one or the other. Why can't he do both?
Money?
Well, no. He's got how much in the bank? He's got like 50 in savings?
Yeah.
You know how much
it takes for a down payment, though, with these interest rates? Now it's crazy buying stuff.
Well, if he's trying to buy a $250,000, $300,000 home, you don't need to do that for your first run. You could buy yourself a nice little condo, or get this, even smaller. Get yourself a studio apartment.
Yeah.
Get something small.
Even those condos are expensive. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not telling them to move downtown now. You know what I'm saying? Look for something that you can do within your means, and you got to budget properly.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you can do both, though, because I get buying that car is going to help build your credit. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really going to help get you into a house.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But making a purchase of that magnitude could also put extra money in your pocket. Like you said, you could rent that out. You could do whatever. Say you do get a nice little studio apartment somewhere close to downtown, maybe in the Third Ward area.
Yeah.
I don't know where you live. I don't know what you're trying to do, but I think you can do both. I don't think you have to get the dream car, though. I think you could look for the car below that and maybe pay outright.
Somebody said house, then car. That's the way I used to go all the way, because the house is going to give back. The car is not. The car is throwing away money.
Think of how young this man is.
The car is a necessity. Yeah, that's why he can have fun and play.
He can buy the car. That house is going to need to come later in life regardless. Say you find a partner. Say you have a child. Say you just decide that you want to establish yourself later in life. Mm-hmm. You're going to continue to build that credit, and you're going to get a higher loan, actually, by paying for that car first.
Right, but I have two good friends who he owned his condo on the east side, and then he met his girl, and now they rent it out, and they own a house in the burbs.
Mm.
And they rent out. Now they both own the condo together, now that they're married years later.
You can do both. You can buy your dream car, because you're not going to be able to buy that dream car once you've got more responsibilities. He ain't got a care in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
All he's got to worry about is whatever he wants and needs. Soon enough, that's not going to be the case. I say buy the car. Definitely buy your car, but also purchase something small. You could do both. It's going to put you at an unfortunate disadvantage financially.
Yeah.
But if you want to establish yourself for the future, future, you got to make an investment. He's making an investment. Buy the fun, but then also buy something small. He's trying to buy a house. Don't buy a house. You don't need a house.
Just get a condo.
What you need a 3-4 bedroom for?
Somebody said he could buy a house and take a bigger loan for the house and buy the car in the same loan. You could also go backwards, though, DZ, and say, what do you need the nice car for? You
know, to look good out here.
Well, then what? Maybe you want a nice house. What's
for
the
what?
Difference? To look good out here.
You're in here. You're at your home. When you're out and about with that car, people see
I'm saying it's all relative what you think makes you look successful.
I'm thinking from a dude's perspective, the car. The house has nothing to do with it.
Thank you to whoever texted, the house creates equity, the car doesn't. That's where I was going.
That's,
if you want to see it later, do the house. If you don't, get the car.
I think do both. Just don't get the house. Don't need to buy a house. Buy your dream car and then get yourself a studio apartment. That's my advice.
It's a first world problem that you can buy both, for the record.
You kidding me?
414-533-1037. The house or the car? What should this guy do? We're going to talk to you next. We've got Kevin Hart tickets coming up 7:45, right after Am I the Jerk?
Don't
go anywhere.
Dare forget it.
Mm-mm, Kevin Hart, baby.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so the problem is, buy the house or the car first.
Shane wants to know what to do. He's got 50K saved up. Got a great job. He's a car salesman. Dream car or buy the house? I say he could do both.
Yeah.
He just needs to be conscious that he's going to have two payments.
Well, you Renee needs to get on the air because she's got to get into her classroom. So Renee in Cedarburg. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning,
hi.
Renee.
What should he do? Car or house?
I think he should invest in like a duplex so he can live on one side, rent out the other side.
Mm.
And then at some point, he can buy the car of his dreams because he's going to have an ongoing income.
He's got extra money coming in on top of it all.
Because today you need a secondary income coming in today no matter what you do.
That's facts.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Renee
I hate
ain't
to
wrong.
Say you're right, but you're right.
I like that. I like Renee's advice.
Yeah.
Buy a duplex and make some money while you want. Oh.
And then no
Thank
matter what, then he's got that cushion.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then eventually he can rent out both sides once he makes enough, has his dream car, and can buy another house.
Thank you, Renee. It was
correct.
All I needed was you to prove to DZ the house was before the car.
Appreciate you. No, I'm sticking with mine, but I like
no,
your advice too. Have a good day, Renee.
Bye, Renee.
Yeah, you too. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Chris is an eagle. Let's see what he has to say. Good morning, Chris.
Ellie said, no, you're not. I'm
good
sticking to
morning.
It.
I definitely would say a house.
Oh.
I feel like that's like the duh. I don't know why DZ's fighting us all on this one.
You're just not paying rent to someone, you know, and they're making money on you. At least you can build equity.
Yeah, sure.
You're building your money back. You're going to get that money back. And with a car, it's going to depreciate. And I said, well, if this guy works at a dealership, he should know this.
So what's the problem with me not saying only the house and saying both the car and the house? What's the difference in what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm just saying buy a lesser property than you're already imagining. And you're going to have payments anyway. You're going to have a car payment or a mortgage payment. Why not put $25,000 on one, $25,000 on another, and make both of those payments as low as possible for yourself?
Chris,
I would
just buy 25
a
away.
Somewhat decent car.
That's the thing. We're not bougie with the car. Chris and I, we're driving a Nissan.
Hey, Shane.
I'm driving worse than a Nissan, but I got a cool house.
Actually, Nissan's nice.
But I got a house.
A Nissan's nice. Same, but I got a house.
I respect.
It's actually true. Like, if you had to say it at the end of the day, what would you rather have? That's true. It's always my house because I know that money's coming back to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I live on a lake and I got a beater car and my buddy has the same thing. He's like, I don't care about my car. I just want my house.
You're nice. My vibe, Chris.
Chris, are you single?
Let me meet your friends.
I am not. I'm married with three kids. I'd probably have a nice car if I didn't have three kids.
Well, that was a turn off.
I know
I do.
As soon as he said I'm married with three kids, turn off.
Well, all right, Chris. We'll talk to you later, man. Appreciate
you. Yeah, later. Bye.
Later, brother.
Oh, man.
He was funny. Chris.
Chris was cool. Lisa's in West Dallas right now. She was lighting me up because I said buy a condo in West Dallas, and I meant it.
She said, what's wrong with West Dallas?
Lisa, nothing. It's where you're actually going to be able to afford it.
Easily.
Oh, good morning. It's still $185,000 to $220,000 for a condo in West Dallas right now.
Maybe not. Maybe I was wrong.
I told you to get a studio, man.
Might as well get a damn house at that point.
For real, though.
Well, my point of view is going to disagree. I disagree with almost everybody. Here's the thing. The housing market is horrible right now.
True.
He said either or. Okay? My best friend's a realtor. She tells me numbers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He said either or.
True.
It sounds like he has an option to still save money and live at home at mom and dad and pay them minimal rent. I
if
think
any.
he should wait for the housing market to get a little better and buy the car and save that money in the meantime.
Oh, so he's saying buy the dream car, stay living at home, mm-hmm. and then eventually when the market inevitably crashes, then you jump on it and buy a house?
You're saying wait, but you don't know when that's going to happen and you're just wasting time. You could be putting money into something you're going to get back as an investment.
You might get stuck at home,
too. He also said that he needs the stubs, so this is the best of both worlds. He may not qualify for that mortgage right now, so it's the best of both worlds for him in his situation at this point in time.
Okay.
I say he waits a couple of months to get that 2 years of pay stubs in, uh-huh. and then goes and buys a house, even with the crappy market.
I don't think
he
needs a house
yet. And at least puts money
yet.
Into something. He doesn't need a house. It's he's investing. He doesn't need the house. It's not what he needs. It's money.
You know what
it's all money.
You know what he should do?
It is all
buy
money.
An RV and then everything's solved.
Get his dream RV.
Why would you want to live in an RV when you got all that money? Now we're going down to an RV. What are we camping in a tent next?
Dudes don't care about the house like that. I mean, I feel like Chris and his buddy is an anomaly. Yeah. Most guys go, I want the status of the vehicle. I want to look cool rolling down the street. I want when I pull up to the party for everybody to go, dang, that's a nice car. No one's ever driven by your house and gone, dang, that's a nice house. You know,
I have.
Until they're there. Do you know who lived there, though?
I think that's where we're different. This is how we're different.
Right.
You look at status more in cars, and I look at it in a house.
Yeah,
a status. And so that's just different. We're just different in that sense where we're that's just it.
The car's a status. The home's an establishment.
I don't look at people with nice cars and think they have money, though. I've told you this more than once. I think they're in debt.
I don't look at people like, with nice houses and think they got money either, though.
I get that.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
But I can sell my house and get a lot of money back but quicker than anybody selling their car and getting money back.
You're not getting your money back on a
car.
Even
if I don't get all my money back.
Unless
I'm still
it's a classic.
I'm leaving ahead with the house. Sorry, Lisa. Are you still there?
Of course Lisa's still there.
I'm still here. I'm looking at beautiful trees in Eagle River. I'm way up north today.
Oh, damn. She out
She's
there.
Not even messing around.
Damn, Lisa, we'll let you get back to it, man. We appreciate the advice.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Last but not least, we cannot leave her on hold today like we did yesterday.
We will not. We shall not.
Yesterday, I straight left her on hold. Amanda's in Racine. So sorry.
Turn down for one. A little early, but I wasn't late.
At least that wasn't true. True. What do you say, Amanda?
I didn't put you on hold.
Wouldn't that be funny if we came to her and she had us on hold?
No.
I've done that, remember?
Yes, actually. Yes, yes. Okay, so Amanda, he wants to know if he should get a house or a car. What do you think?
So first of all, this is an amazing problem to have.
I agree. I wish this was my problem. Mm. Amen.
When I was his age, this was not me. I was driving my Craigslist car. I was going from house to house, basically.
You were broke.
Eating Hot Pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Broke like no joke.
I mean, that'd be
nice.
If he wasn't living at home, that would probably be his case, too. He wouldn't be in this financial situation if he wasn't living at his parents. So let's not forget that.
I was living at home, and I was still in that financial situation.
Never mind.
Listen to this. Somebody said it's easy to stay at home for years, but he'll never find a quality significant other living with mom and dad. Well, that's true. You're also assuming he doesn't have one or he wants one.
True.
He's 22. Let the guy live.
He might not
be looking for a wife yet, okay?
He don't got no girl. He don't got no partner.
I was not looking for a wife.
That much money in the bank, he ain't got nobody but he himself and I. Guaranteed.
And that's another thing, too. He's making more money than I do now. I've been working forever.
That's what I mean.
Kudos.
Yeah. No, he's starting off well in life. I'm not going to say not. That's why I'm going, you could get both in your life and just rock out, man. You're going to mess yourself up. You're not going to have that savings. And you're going to find out real quick what the workforce is actually like, because a lot of your money is going to be going to these payments. But if you want to do it, you could do both.
Somebody said, buy the house and rent out to friends. Friends will be paying the mortgage. And then once he's seeing positive flow from the house, he can buy the car. This is all the same
that's
as buying.
Good idea.
Duplex and have. Yep. I mean,
get the house.
Get the house where the income is.
I hear
get
that.
Get the Craigslist car and the house, and you'll be golden.
Y'all still buying cars on Craigslist?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So and somebody.
I ain't mad at you. Just a question.
Whoever texted this in, a house can be the ultimate panty dropper. It's the opposite of living with your mom and dad. You're right.
Oh Lord, y'all just be going to those places, don't y'all?
Just saying. 103.7 Kiss FM. You might be able to put your sunroof open today. You might.
You just might. I ain't gonna lie.
It's 40 out, and I saw a guy in a convertible top down yesterday. He wasn't playing.
He said no games. Listen, it's gonna be like 60 degrees today, bro. 57 of a high. That's what the news said. I'm just reiterating what the news said.
They need to open the pool at the Princeton Club.
Where are my shorts? I might be going golfing today. No, I'm not. I got the boys after.
No, never mind. You're not going golfing. It is going to be nice, and we have Kevin Hart tickets coming up at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk.
To celebrate such a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate. I'm excited about this because I feel like we got our third winter.
Mm-hmm.
and now it just better stop.
Oh, you know we're going to get a fourth.
We got second
winter. We still got the third one coming.
We don't want the third. No, if the third happens in May, I'm freaking out.
Fam, it always happens. We always get at least a couple more snows in April to May. I'm sorry to say it, but it's going to happen.
It's been a strange winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very weird.
I've only shoveled like twice. Three times, maybe.
Yeah, I thought I needed to go buy Owen a new winter coat. We never went and got one.
You don't need it.
He's still wearing one of my old ones. I'm like, it wasn't even cold enough this winter that we needed to go buy you a new coat. It doesn't matter. It's been so mild.
I'm surprised kids are wearing coats anyway. Most of them just wear hoodies.
He's not.
Exactly.
And if he wears my coat, he's got the hood on and that's it.
And that's it.
There's no arms in the coat. It's the hood on the back of his head. I picked him up from basketball last night.
Easy exit.
And I knew it was him because he had the hood over his head.
Hood,
hanging
no coat.
Off the back of his thing. I said, get in the car.
He's wearing it like a cape / veil.
He does.
I know the kid.
And it's only so he doesn't have to carry it because he doesn't want to wear it.
Yep. Bro,
must be
funny.
Nice.
Must be real nice. Mm-hmm. But speaking of nice, it is going to be really nice, man.
It is.
Aaron's got a field trip today.
Where are they going?
They're going to the Bonner.
The Botanical Gardens.
The Botanical. I never pronounce it.
By us in Hales Corners.
Is it Bonner or Bonner?
Burner. I don't know. Who cares?
B-O-E-R-N-E-R. That one.
It's the place the China lights are at.
That place. Yeah, they got a little field trip over there, so they're going to be, you know, pulling up. I think it's a perfect day to do
Hales
it.
Hales Corners. They're going to the Botanical Gardens.
It's close. Yeah, it's close. Well, she doesn't teach too far. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
Or you know that,
Let's
should say.
Let's pull up.
What's up? What's up?
Let's crash the field trip.
Hey, you take the 2-year-old, I'll take the 2-month-old or 3-month-old now.
Be like, hi, guys.
Hi. We're crashing the field trip. Hi.
Oh, that's a perfect day for a field trip.
Seriously.
Good. Oh, well, I hope they have fun. Okay. Well, coming up next, Am I the Jerk? And then right after that, we have got Kevin Hart tickets.
That's
so,
right.
Am I the Jerk involves, we've been down this road before, and it's always a good one. Mm-hmm. Somebody wrote in about a new one. Basically, their boyfriend or husband gave them money to gamble.
Okay.
And then they won.
Okay.
But what did they do next?
Ah.
What did they do next? Did they share their earnings or did they keep it all?
I guess we're going to hear what.
And how much money were they given before they won? And how much did they win? There are so many questions we have to answer. Next.
Layers.
Am I the Jerk is coming up. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Selena wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her winnings after gambling with his money.
I just like how it starts.
Right? She said, hey, Allie and DZ, so I have an Am I the Jerk question. I recently went down to Pato with my boyfriend.
Wepa.
And before going, I told him I had no money to spend, but I would go with him so he didn't have to go by himself. He gave me $100 to play slot machines with.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I ended up winning a total of $1,400.
That's even nicer.
Mm-hmm. He told me to cash out, which I did, but then gave me another $100 to see if I would keep winning on this specific machine.
Huh.
Well, I lost the second $100, but told him that I would give him his $200 back. Am I the jerk for only giving him the $200 he gave me to initially play with?
Mm.
I did try to give him half when we were at Pato and he refused to take it. Instead, he picked a fight with me on the way home saying how ungrateful I am. So again, am I the jerk?
Wait, what?
What?
So you tried to give him some of the winnings, mm-hmm. but he didn't take it and then told you were ungrateful? That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
She said I gave it. Well, it sounds like she gave him the $200 back he initially gave her.
Right.
Well, here you go, and walked away with $1,200. Okay,
right.
Let's say, or $13.
Whatever.
And she walks away with that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he was mad then, but so by the time she came around and tried to offer him half, he was already insulted. Or maybe he thought all of it should have been his. I don't know.
No, definitely not. That wasn't your hot hand, my boy.
This is money.
It was all of his money, and without that, she wouldn't have won nothing.
She's saying, I don't know. He picked a fight with me saying how ungrateful I am. Am I the jerk? He was mad she didn't give him all the money.
But what? Why would you give him?
Because it's your money to start with, so you think you're entitled to it? This
no.
is the age-old debate of giving someone money, and they win with it, and then what?
It was the 200 to the 200 was your
mm-hmm.
money. Anything on top was the you just
was
helped
her
win. That was her winnings. It's like you buy somebody a scratch off and a $5 scratch off, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they win $200 off of it. You want your $5 back? No, you just bought them the scratch off. You don't really care. Had it not been a winner, you wouldn't have asked for anything back.
Some people want it back.
Had she lost the whole $200, he wouldn't have said, hey, you owe me $200 now.
True. That's
right?
A great argument that, yeah, if she had lost it, he wouldn't have asked for it. But so why does he want it all? He wants it all now that she won it.
But she came up. She came back and she came up and he's going, oh, well, I should have gotten, what, like half or something?
Something. Okay, Selena wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her winnings after gambling with her dude's money, her boyfriend's money. He gave her $100. $100, she won $1,400. He gave her another $100, she lost it. She gave him $200, and they went home, and then he got mad.
She didn't even want to go, though, but she went to be there with him.
She didn't want to go.
So technically, I could see how he'd feel like those winnings are his. You just went to support. You supported and won.
He's
now,
in his feelings about the money.
Support him back? Oh, he's definitely in his feelings about the money. I kind of see it. Now thinking about it,
yeah.
I kind of see it. She didn't want to go at all, but said, I'll go with you and just be with you so that you don't feel like you're going to the casino alone. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then he broke bread with you and let you take some of his money. That technically was his extended hand. You know, you got hot because he gave you $100. Had he not given you $100, you wouldn't have even gotten hot.
Somebody texted in, red flag alert, in all caps. Somebody else said, he sounds jealous, not the jerk. And we all know love is not jealous. This is why I'm divorced.
Money's jealous, though. Boy, money's jealous.
Money is jealous.
Love might not be, but money's jealous.
Another reason I'm divorced. All right. Boy. Let's let people call in and keep texting because I want to see what people are going to say all the way down the text. It's yes, jerk, not the jerk. It's all over the place.
Is it 50-50 right now?
Ooh, 414-533-1037. Ooh, I cannot wait to read some of these texts next.
Is Selena the jerk for not breaking bread after she wins at the casino?
With his money.
With his money.
He shouldn't give him anything but the $200 back.
Oof.
We'll talk about it next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Selena wants to know if she's the jerk because she went to Pato with her boyfriend. She didn't really, she doesn't like to gamble, but he gave her $100 for a slot machine. She won $1,400.
She didn't even want to go.
No. And then he gave her another $100 and said, well, try this now. She didn't win, but she gave him the $200 back. Then on the way home, she found out he was not happy.
A little salty.
Though, yeah, so now they're fighting and she wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her winnings after gambling with his money.
She ain't even split. Dog, it's all come up for you. You made all profit off this dude.
Emmanuel's calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Emmanuel. Good morning. He's not ready. Put him on hold.
Emmanuel.
I tried this. I was worried he's going to be a wild card.
We knew it.
Let's go to Anthony in Milwaukee. He might not have been ready. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, brother. Good. We're trying to figure it out for Selena. Is she the jerk for not breaking bread with her dude after she hits that Pato?
What do you think?
She is not the jerk. He, however, is the jerk.
Oh.
Yeah. He gave her the money to go. She decided to go with him to Pottawatomie, and she won, and he shouldn't be asking for the money back at all.
Mila texted in and said, this is Mila. I'm triggered. Not the jerk. He's a booty head. Dumb him.
Is it not justified, though? Like, it's almost like keeping that good karma your way.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had that $1,200 in your pocket had he not given you that $100
True.
To start with.
But that's the entitlement. Like, I gave you the money. It's mine now. Either you need to discuss these beforehand. If anybody hands you money, you need to be like, if I win, is it mine or yours? Let's be clear here.
I just figured they're in a relationship. She was going to break bread. Like, I'm not saying that they're splitting everything 50-50, just because that's clearly not the case. But at the end of the day, that would not have happened without his honey.
So what do you think? She's a jerk? You think she's a jerk, Anthony?
Anthony said no. Anthony said not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Keep your money. It's your money now.
Exactly.
All right.
Starts
Anthony
it off.
Started it off. Not the jerk. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Later.
Kayla is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Kayla.
Hi. Allie and Izzy.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
What do we think? A jerk or not the jerk for keeping the money she won with his money?
Be honest.
She's a total, complete jerk.
Oh! Yes. Yeah, we needed
Why?
This.
Well, I mean, in a relationship, it's a partnership, and you should share everything 50-50.
Well.
But if he gave you his money and said, oh, try to win, I mean, she should definitely share her winnings.
Yeah.
You would think she'd want to share it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, me and my boyfriend do the same thing. If he gives me money, I make sure I play, and then we split the winnings down the middle.
You know, maybe there is something. Maybe there is something to this, like being in a partnership, and do you think about the other person? Like, this might actually just be a sign of how well you're going to be in a partnership and how connected you are or disconnected. And if you're winning and going, it's all mine now.
She's self-serving and selfish.
Versus wanting to make your your partner happy and share and do things and share the experience with them. Instead, it's, nope, it's mine. Here you go.
I at least say, I'm glad she recognized that she owed him, quote unquote, $200.
She did.
I'll give you your money back, but now everything that I won is on me. That's where I go, come on, Ma, that's not right. You're being bogus, because had he hit big, I bet you he'd be blowing some of that on you.
Should I ask for an anniversary shout out? Me and my boyfriend have celebrated it. I'm celebrating 3 years.
Congrats, only if you're going to give him all your money and he's going to give you his money. Then yes, you can.
She said they split 50-50.
She did. She did.
50-50.
You know what? Approved. Happy anniversary.
We appreciate you, Kayla.
Bye. Somebody texted in all caps, not the jerk. Once he hands over the money, it's not his anymore. She was nice enough to give him the $200 back.
It's a courtesy, though. It is a courtesy for me, and I'm going, man, you hit big. None of that wouldn't have happened. You didn't even want to go, and now you're saying the money's mine. Selfish.
Ah, not the jerk. As long as she gave him back the $200 investment, that or let your girl keep a decent portion of it, since she did not mention she was broke and use the rest on a date night. That's from our boy DJ Cell. Oh, thanks. I see you.
All right,
okay,
DJ.
We see you. All right. So are we going to try one more time, Emmanuel? Emmanuel in Milwaukee. Good morning.
I'm here.
Yeah, you hear me? Yeah, we got you, Emmanuel.
I was worried.
I want to say one thing. First, she only owed the man $100 because he only gave her the second $100 because she won.
Okay.
It's only $100.
Great point.
I want to go with she's not the jerk because we a team, baby. We winning, right?
Right.
We won.
That's what I was getting at, Emmanuel. Right? If you're a true partnership, you're sharing with your partner. And if you're disconnected, you're not.
Doesn't seem like she's sharing to me,
which would make her the jerk,
But the way Emmanuel's framing it, going, no, y'all are eventually going to spend that money together either way, no? Mm-hmm. Why does it matter whose account it's in or whose pocket it's in?
Here's a great text. Somebody said, I say jerk. My mom's boyfriend gives her money sometimes when they play the slots. And when she wins, she gives him half. Not because he asks for it, but because she wants to. And that's kind of where we're at. Like, Selena didn't want
to. She didn't want to.
So it's telling, right?
She didn't want to at all. Bruh, I like it, though. Emmanuel. He said, all right, I said what I said. I said, not the jerk.
He's a working man. He's busy. He had to get back to work.
I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at all.
So wait, which way are we?
She's not the jerk today.
She's
not the jerk today. Listen, Emmanuel said not the jerk. Kayla said jerk, but then Anthony said not the jerk.
Yep.
Washes that one.
Well, thanks for playing, everybody. It's time to do Kevin Hart tickets.
Boom, for real.
Let's go right now. 414-533-1037. Kevin Hart is coming to town, going to be at the Miller High Life Theater April 27th. Caller 30. If you get through right now, you're going. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Did you fix this?
Me?
Yeah. Did you fix the phones or something?
Chill. I'm kidding. Nah, you know I didn't. I couldn't.
You couldn't if you tried. It's impossible.
I swear it's impossible.
It's hard to even get through. We're giving away Kevin Hart tickets, and Ashley's calling from Sheboygan. Good morning, Ashley. I heard that you actually know DZ. Huh?
Yes, I do.
That's why I said, is it fixed?
They know my government name, bro. That's how much they know me.
They know your government
They know
name.
My government.
Ashley, how do you know DZ?
We went to college together, and DZ played football with my husband.
Oh, at Lakeland.
That's my dog, bro. He was a dog at that, too.
Really?
Boy, yeah. Yeah, shout out to her husband. I ain't gonna bust him out because they just won tickets and it's by y'all.
I'll bust him out. What's his name?
her husband Monte is a really, really dope dude, just a genuine individual. I'm glad that they won these, bro. Like, for real, I got chills right now.
Good. Are you gonna take your husband or DZ, Ashley?
Or will your husband take me? Ooh!
Hell no.
Ooh, nah.
Ashley, no.
That's
you and the husband.
Night.
You and the husband.
Yes.
Him and your husband can have a date night another night.
That part. No, but that's really cool, man. I'm super happy for y'all, and I'm stoked that you guys won today.
You're going to see Kevin Hart at Miller High Life Theater April 27th. Hold on. We got to get more info from you. Okay, Ashley?
Okay.
You know, and I feel like the world is just so small. Every now and then, we know one of the winners, and it's just bound to happen because it's small walkie, even though she's in Sheboygan. It all runs together,
well,
man.
Well, think about it.
I had a friend win one day, and I freaked out.
4 years in Sheboygan.
How'd you win?
Anytime anybody calls from Sheboygan, I'm like, do I know you?
That's
I know you?
Funny.
Do I know you? And what are the odds? Today,
you knew
I knew
her.
You
knew her.
Bruh, they know me back. They know my family.
Of course,
come on,
they
now.
Know you.
I haven't had the chance to see them in years, but when I say these are just great people, they're great people, man.
Well, good.
Today, the real ones won.
Ah, well, congratulations, Ashley and her husband, that DZ's going on a date with at another time. Your chance to win more Kevin Hart tickets tomorrow.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I guess it was only a matter of time because I've seen him in concert multiple times, and it's not strange for him to have on a cowboy hat. And while jamming along,
yeehaw!
Post Malone is joining the country world.
Of course he is.
Of course he. I'm not surprised by this.
It really was only a matter of time.
Come on, y'all. Let's make some country music.
Am I hanging on psycho? I could already hear all of his music going. Yeah. Like, you could redo all of his songs and sound country, and it probably is going to sound all right.
It's kind of what he does a lot of times on stage.
Right?
He gets out the guitar, and he goes out there, and he...
The little acoustic set?
His little jam band.
His little jam band.
While he's enlisting Luke Combs to help him, who we played Fast Car way too much on this station. I said what I said.
Fast Car, slow song.
I've never heard it like that.
Fast Car, slow song. Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to be in town in April at AmFam Field. Remember, he's playing two dates, Luke Combs.
That's right.
So anyway, which, fine, great. People are going to love that in the city.
Of course.
But Post Malone is now working with him. They have some kind of duet coming out that hasn't been released yet, but it's online. And in the video, you can see Posty, you know, smoking a cigarette, playing the air drums, you know.
Nice little country boy things. Yeah.
So Post Malone venturing off. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when he will become a country guy.
Full blown. And do
a full album, I'm assuming. And maybe that's with Luke Combs. Or maybe it's alone. Maybe it's one song.
If it's a duo project, I could see how he'd want maybe just somebody that's already solid in the industry to bring you along a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Help you out. Get you into that world. Because it could be tough, man. Doesn't matter who or what Post Malone is. It's you start in one venture and then you try to dip into another. You might not be well received.
We all saw what happened when Michael Jordan tried to play baseball. It was a disaster.
True. True. He was not very good.
I mean, that's a perfect example. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. But the artistry here says I could switch lanes.
He'll be fine.
Post Malone, I think, could
He's
actually do
He's already got a country vibe to him. That's why I'm like, fine. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Are you surprised? No.
No.
Do you think the music's going to be good?
Probably, because it's Post Malone and he puts out hits. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. And Luke Combs, too, especially when all you have to do is redo a song.
Well, I mean, shout out Tracy.
That's an easy way to cross over is to redo a damn song.
You think they're going to redo a song?
No, because the snippet of the one they did's online, even though it's not released. Like, it's them practicing it. So,
Okay, so this is an original piece.
They think it's called Ain't Got a Guy for That. That's what people are...
That's the wrong way to live. You always got to have a guy. We've talked about this. We got to have a guy.
You got to have a guy.
You ain't got a guy for that?
I just got a new HVAC guy because my old one sucks. So I got a new HVAC guy.
Everybody's got
a
guy.
You got to have a guy.
Except for Post Malone, clearly.
He needs a guy. It's Luke Combs. Just saying.
Luke Combs is his guy.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Well, we had a very interesting moment the other day off the air where you and I started talking about how Midwest we are.
We're pretty Midwest.
We're so Midwest.
For being from South America, I'm pretty Midwest at this point.
I'm so Midwest nice that I'll hold the door for someone who's way far behind me.
Allie's from the Midwest. Of course she's going to hold the door for everybody that's 20, 30, 40, 50 feet away.
And then continue to hold it while they walk past me and walk right in.
I'm from the Midwest. Of course I'm going to run for the door when I'm 50 feet away when you don't got to be holding it.
Thank you. I'm Midwest nice. Of course I'm going to apologize over and over after I've done nothing wrong.
I'm Midwest nice. Of course I'm going to say, oh, excuse me, as I'm trying to squeeze by you there.
We were dying doing these, so we want to let the listeners join in. 414-533-1037. You are so Midwest nice. Of course, this has been the trend on TikTok and Instagram with the reels now, but I've seen the Midwest nice ones, but I'm sorry. These are funny, and we can all relate.
Share yours.
Even Lindsay in Franksville sent us one. We're gonna let her present hers.
Okay.
Coming up next, 414-533-1037. I'm so Midwest nice. Of course I blank. Of course I apologize over and over. That's one of my best ones.
I'm Midwest nice. Of course I'm going to let you go ahead of me even though I don't want you to.
Relatable. Relatable. I had a guy recently tell me I apologize too much, and I went, me? Apologize too much? And I was like in shock, and I went, it's the Midwest.
It's
nice
the Midwest.
To me. Because every time I'm with him, I'm like, sorry. I put enough vodka in your drink? Sorry. Of course I'm going to apologize for not putting enough vodka in your drink. I'm Midwest nice.
I'm Midwest nice, bro. How Midwest nice are you?
Oh, I can't wait to talk to people next. 414-533-1037. I got to tell you, I don't want to read any of the texts until we let the callers on because I don't want anybody texting to spoil what the callers are going to say.
Allie's Midwest nice. She's going to let the callers go before she reads the text.
Of course I'm going to let you all talk first. It's Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. We were talking about all the ways we are so Midwest nice. Of course we're going to hold the door for 10 minutes for you even when you're nowhere near us. And of course we're going to run after when we see someone holding the door.
True. So true.
Sarah's in Wauwatosa this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
What are you so Midwest nice? Of course what? Fill in the blank.
Of course we do the hand wave when someone lets us into traffic, and we get mad when they don't do the wave back.
That part! I better get at least to chalk up the deuces and say thank you when I let you in. Yes, Sarah. Yes.
Always. It's three fingers. It's the thumb and the two fingers, and you're like, yes, thank you for letting me in. And what the hell?
That's all I needed. Thank you. That's all I needed. I'm Midwest nice. I love that one.
I'm with Midwest nice. Right. Of course, I'm writing these down, by the way. Of course, I'm going to wave and get mad when you don't wave back after I let you in.
That part. That's Midwest right there.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. You have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Let's go to Kaya in Milwaukee. Kaya, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, talk to us. How are you Midwest nice?
I'm so Midwest nice. I give money to the homeless, even when I don't have any for myself.
Kaya.
At first, I was going to say, you give money to the homeless. That's so nice. And you said, even when I don't have any. Oh.
Said, listen, I might have 75 cents in that cup holder. I'm going to give it to the homeless.
Aww. Right. I'm going to give it to them. Because God be telling me, like, you're going to get something back. So I got to help out the people.
Aww. That part. That's nice. Midwest nice. For real.
That is.
I'm not that Midwest nice. No. I hit a point where I'm like, nah, I'm done with that one.
She's nicer than us.
Yeah, I'm too Midwest nice.
Too Midwest nice.
Aren't we all?
You said it, not us. Kaya, we appreciate your call. That's a great one.
Bye, Kaya.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Monica's in Sheboygan. Next, Monica, good morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. I got the babies in the car. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
morning babies.
So I'm so Midwest nice. I work at the oldest hardware store in Sheboygan called Trillings. And of course, I'm going to laugh at you every time some doesn't scan and you go, oh, must be $3.99.
She's so Midwest nice, she laughs at the corniest jokes just to be nice.
I love all the dad jokes.
Monica,
yeah.
It's so relatable. $3.99.
You're so funny.
Chuckle.
Giggle.
And then you look at the guy whose name Chuck, and you go, ha, 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 Chuck. What a funny joke.
All right, you guys have a blessed day.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
Bye, youngins. That was good. That was good.
That was very good. Julie is up next in Oak Creek. Julie, good morning.
Morning, Julie.
Morning. You said you have two.
She's so Midwest nice. She came prepared with two.
And I was going to say, we're so Midwest nice, we say good morning multiple times. Just
true.
To make sure you heard it.
Exactly.
All right, what do you say?
So, first one is, we know almost every single one of our neighbors.
I'm so Midwest nice, I know a lot of my neighbors.
All of them.
All of them.
Not a lot, all of them.
Yeah.
We know almost every single neighbor in our subdivision.
And their taxes.
Oh, yeah.
They're online.
First name, last name, know their kids, you just know everything about their lives.
Who, me? Google my neighbors?
Well,
never.
By their dog.
By the...
You know what, though? I know people in the neighborhood by the dogs they walk. And like, oh, there's so-and-so with the dog. Yep.
You recognize them. Yes, true. All right, what's the other one?
The other one is, it kind of goes with the waving thing, but because we know all of the neighbors, when we see them, of course, we have to wave.
Yeah.
The wave. It's the wave.
Why do you always got to say hi to people? That's one thing where I'm not Midwest enough. I don't feel like I always got to say hi to you if we're walking by one another.
Yeah.
But my neighbors, oh my goodness, don't you let us be outside at the same time. It's going to turn into a 10-minute conversation.
That's why you have to hide.
Yep.
I see my neighbor and I whip into the drive-thru and I close some neighbors. Depends on the neighbor, actually. I should be fair. And I close the garage so quick before I get out. If I'm like not in the mood, I'm like, oh, they're going to want to talk.
That's why I need a fence.
Same thing with my headphones. I keep them in. And then my neighbors still come over and talk to me. And I'm like, can you come on?
Please.
Please.
Just let me be.
I'm listening to dirty rap. Like, leave me alone.
I'm listening to dirty
like,
rap.
Let me do lawn work and leave me alone. Leave me alone right now. It's my real fear.
I'm Midwest Nice. Of course I'm going to talk to my neighbor, even though I really don't want to.
That part. And I do every time. See?
Pretty much.
I take out the earphone and I go, what'd you say?
Hey.
Hey. 20 minutes later.
Hey.
20 minutes later, I know about his wife. I know about his kids. I know about everything.
You're caught up. You're caught up. You didn't even know you needed to catch up.
You know what? I'm so Midwest Nice. I talk to my neighbors when I don't want to.
That part.
Thank you for calling, Julie. We're going to get to the text now.
Bye, Julie. You too.
All right. So I wanted to make sure nobody ruined any of these.
We're so Midwest Nice. We waited until the very end to read your text. Make sure it didn't double up.
You're right. Rebecca in Sheboygan. I'm so Midwest Nice that I clean up my own table at a restaurant so the servers don't have to work too hard. I so do that too.
Been there, done that.
Stacking plates for them. Like, here you go, cleaning food under one. And I don't even work there.
I don't even work there, bro.
That's a good one.
Another one that just hits close to home. Huh. I'm so Midwest Nice. I give my Aldi cart to someone when I'm done with it without taking the quarter they offer. Bruh, I'm taking that quarter. I'm sorry, but no.
I'm so Midwest Nice. Of course I'm going to bring over a whole case of beer when invited and drink it all by myself. Okay, that's not nice.
What?
Somebody said, I'm so Midwest Nice. I spend more on beer and pizza to bribe my friends than it would cost to hire movers. Been there. Been there.
Yeah,
so
wrong.
So stupid.
These Midwest are good. I'm so Midwest Nice that I scream to myself versus screaming at you in the carpool line.
Well, that makes one of us. I finally fell out of the Midwest Nice realm because I scream at other people in the car line.
Listen, I'm realizing I might not be as Midwest Nice as I'm thinking because some of y'all are real Midwest Nice.
I'm so Midwest Nice, I shovel my neighbor's sidewalks. That's a thing. Mm-hmm.
I'm so Midwest Nice, of course I'm going to say it's beautiful when the wind's whipping at 50 miles an hour.
I'm so Midwest Nice, a 30-second goodbye turns into another 3 hours trying to leave.
Dude. Bro, I think that's just a worldly thing, man. I swear. Goodness gracious.
Well, keep them coming. We love your texts, and we're reading them all, and we love them. I'm so Midwest Nice, I pass my neighbor's steaks over the fence. You know what? I want to live by you.
Bro, where do you live,
bro?
I'm so Midwest Nice, we're going to make sure we read all of these texts.
Please.
And also send us the address to get them steaks.
Drop the location.
Please.
Stat.
Be Midwest Nice.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.